Blog Talk Radio.
I got so many theories and suspicions. I'm diagnosed with real nigga condition. Today is the day I follow my intuition. Keep the family close, get money for bitches. I double park the Austin in the red. My mama told me that I'ma work myself to death. My girl told me don't let these hoes get in my head. My world been ecstatic, I checked the signals that read. Buzzing, radar's in buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Fox News wanna use my name for percentage. My latest news is my niece, she worth living. See me on the TV and scream, that's Uncle Kendrick. Yeah, that's the business. Somebody tell Gerardo this nigga got some ambition. I'm not a politician, I'm not about a religion. I'm an Israelite, don't call me black no more. That word is only a color, it ain't facts no more. My cousin Carl, Duckworth said know my words. And Deuteronomy say that we all been cursed. I know he walks the earth, but it's money to get. Bitches to hit, yeah, zeros to flip. Temptation is, yeah, first on my list. I can't resist, yeah. Everyone together now, know that we forever buzzing. Radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Buzzing. Radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Jalito.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes.
Oh, not yet.
On the steps of radio station WRDW. I think we started at 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6. Never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't tell me no other place, I don't know nothing. Talk about my home, just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. I can name all the different places now. But I leave it right out, don't get mad, because I just, you know. Just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio too, yeah. Some Indiana, some Michigan. Yeah, I'm coming pretty good. Kentucky, Tennessee. I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.
Alito, Jose, this is L. Ross Smith Bay. I'm your host tonight, and that was my co-host with me. And tonight, we started a little late, but that's okay, because we're in the now, and that's all that matters, all right? And as always, I like to start off by thanking the Aunt Esther's for allowing me to use this platform and give out this information to my people and to the world. Tonight's discussion is going to deal with law. So I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. get into it. I got a couple articles, as always, specifically from his site. It's called IamSomeDude.com. Let me say that again. I'm reading from this site called IamSomeDude.com. All right. So anyone can go on this site and see this information that I'm about to read to y'all. Because, you know, law is very important. You know, specifically if you're dealing with the United States, it would be very wise, you know, to inform and guard yourself. When you know the law, you'll be better prepared. You'll be more aware of, you know, what's actually happening within the United States and in America and how it applies. I'm going to start off by reading. Okay. And the title of this article is called Call Me Trim Tab. Still reign over all humanity, and the depths and persistence of this dominion are also only now becoming clear. This dark age, prison has no steel bars, chains, or locks. Instead, it is locked by misorientation and built of misinformation, caught up in a plethora of conditioned reflex and driven by the human ego. Both warden and prisoner attempt meagerly to compete with God. All are intricately skeptical of what they do not comprehend. Prison in these dark ages, simply by the terms in which we have been conditioned to think. It is essential to release humanity from the false fixations of yesterday, which seem now to bind it to a rational of action, leading only to extinction. Humanity is now experiencing history's most difficult evolutionary transformation. I live on Earth present, and I don't know what I am. I know that I am not a category. I know I am not a thing, a noun. I seem to be a verb, an evolutionary process, an integral function of the universe. Something hit me very hard once thinking about what one little man could do. Think of the Queen Mary. The whole ship goes by, and then comes the rudder. And there's a tiny thing at the edge of the rudder called a trim tab. It's a miniature rudder. Just moving the little trim tab builds a low pressure that pulls the rudder around. Takes almost no effort at all. So I said that the little individual can be a trim tab. Society thinks it's going right by you, that it's left you all together. But if you're doing dynamic things mentally, the fact is that you can just put your foot out like that and the whole big ship of state is going to go. So I said, call me Trim Tab. All right, and that was a message to you by a compilation of quotes from one Richard Buckminster Fuller. And that was written in 1895, July 12th. Okay. Now specifically, we're going to begin with military government and martial law. Okay. We're also going to go over U.S. Army doctrine and belligerent occupation. We're going to talk about the Libra Code, the 1907 Hague Convention, okay, a few other very important pieces of the puzzle, and learning how to apply what we have learned. Okay? I'm going to start doing this thing on the show where I'm going to give a legal word of the day for every show. So I'm going to start with tonight. The legal word for today is usufruct. Usufruct. Okay? And the definition of usufruct is the right of enjoying a thing. Okay? The right of enjoying a thing. The property of which is vested in another, and to draw from the same all the profit and advantage which it may produce. Okay? Usufructory. Usufructory. Okay, one who has the right and enjoyment of a usufruct. So essentially, usufruct is basically enjoying the use of someone else's property, not owning it, but using it, right? And not damaging it, okay? But using it as if it is your own, but you don't own it. Just to make it simple. And usufructory, one who has the right and enjoyment of a usufruct. The duties of the usufructory are, one, to make an inventory of the things subject to the usufruct in the presence of those having an interest in them. The certificate of live birth or birth certificate. Okay. Number two, to give security for their restitution, meaning when the usufruct shall be at an end, a promise to pay, okay, equals contract under seal equals state as usufruct. That's a promise to pay is a contract, basically. Number three, to take good care of the thing subject to the usufruct. Number four, pay all taxes and claims which arise while the thing is in his possession as a ground rent. Number five, to keep the thing in repair at his own expense. So we just read the definitions of usufruct and usufructory. Okay, this is a very important word to know because this is basically what the United States is doing with many of its inhabitants, okay? Under usufruct, they are using your property that belongs to you as their own. But you have to claim it unbeknowing to you. Pretty light tonight because this is the first episode of a 12-part series I'm going to do. Just going over what I want y'all to focus on. Now we're going to deal with how the United States of America is not a country, but a corporation, right, that began in 1620, known as the Virginia Company, okay, which eventually became the Virginia Colony, which eventually became Virginia State, or the State of Virginia. Colony, all other corporations. That's why they had trustees. Okay. So we're going to continue. Now it's time also if you want to call in, that way you can kind of ride with us and go into overtime, because once it hits that 30-minute mark, if you haven't called in, the show will shut off and you won't be able to hear it unless you call in. Okay. And like I said, I would advise anyone who's interested, you know, in the information to go to this website, IamSomeDude.com, and just go through the material that this guy has available. You know, even if you may not understand or comprehend it at first, just look through it. You know, kind of sift through it, get a feel for it. Because he basically has like a crash course in the sense of, you know, basically learning how to free yourself from this United States corrupt system they have in place. And the dude, I Am Some Dude, he is also on TalkShoe.com. I want to promote him a little bit on the radio show because he has some very valid, valuable information that should be shared, you know, with everyone interested in it. Like I said, the link also to his TalkShoe radio show can be found online. And I'm going to pause the show just for one moment. All right, I'm back. Pardon me for silence. Had a slight technical difficulty. And as always, I want everyone who didn't or who have not heard all of the previous law shows dealing with law, the audio from my previous shows titled Reclaiming Your Heritage with L. Ross Smith. They have 12 episodes, you know, giving definitions of certain words and going over legalese and how there is a separate language of law that is distinct from just the everyday language that you use today. For instance, person. You think a person, you know, a living flesh and blood person. But in law, a person is a corporation, is a fictitious entity. Okay? It's a company. Right. So this is what I'm saying, why we have to learn law and be mindful of the words in our language, you know, so we can understand what is being said specifically in law and dealing with commerce. And let's see if we have any callers call in. And hang with me because I will be going past the 30-minute mark. And like I said, those who haven't called in, show will end for you. But if you call in, you'll be able to hear it. Okay. 2 minutes remaining. Let's see if anyone has any questions or comments so far, you know. We have one caller. Last four digits ending in 1554. You have a question or comment?
Hey, good evening. I don't have any questions tonight. I think I'm going to go back and just listen to the previous shows. There was some stuff that I wrote down and I missed, but I think I'll probably be able to pick it up from the previous recordings.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you for tuning in and hearing what I have to say.
Oh, yeah. It's enlightening as always. So thank you for doing it.
Oh, my pleasure. No problem. It looks like we don't have any more callers. So I'm going to go ahead and just end the show. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. This is El Rod Smith Bay. I'll be on tomorrow night at 10 o'clock p.m. Central Time Zone, Texas Time Zone, okay? Or more accurately, Texas or Texas Territory Time Zone. And as always, I'm going to end the show by saying these words. Your identity is your most valuable possession, because without it, you are no one. Wanishi Wado. See you tomorrow night.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of radio station WRDW. I think we started 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6. Never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't send me no other place, I don't know nothing. Talk about my home, just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, and Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois. Some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can name all the different places now. If I leave anybody out, don't get mad, because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan. Yeah, I'm coming pretty good. Kentucky, Tennessee. Yeah. I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.